My name is Chris Johnson, and I'm getting fucking tired of people whining about celebrities commenting on politics or commenting on anything. Shut the fuck up. Who cares? Shut your fucking mouths. I'm more annoyed by you fucking assholes constantly whining about it than I am about the celebrities. Do you know why? Because I don't listen to the celebrities. I don't give a shit what they have to say. I'm not watching the award shows. I don't fucking care. It doesn't have a fucking thing to do with my life. So why the fuck do you care? Stop it. Stop fucking whining about it. You sound like a bunch of fucking pussies. You sound worse than the celebrities you're fucking bitching about. And let me say this. You don't give a shit that celebrities are commenting on things. You give a shit that celebrities are commenting on things and you don't fucking agree with it. That's the fucking issue. I ran into this shit all the time when I worked in talk radio. I worked at a conservative talk radio station. I'm not a conservative, but I don't give a shit, so I work there. I can operate just fine in that environment because I don't fucking care. You can think whatever the fuck you want to think, and I have no problem with it. I might think some of you are fucking crazy, but I think everybody's fucking crazy. So it was fine. But I used to hear shit over and over and over and over and over again from people who called into the talk radio station, a largely Republican GOP conservative base, and they'd fucking piss and moan to me all fucking day about the fucking Dixie Chicks and about fucking Barbara Streisand or all these other fucking assholes that I might not even ever heard of, don't give a fuck about, commenting about politics or how they hate fucking Bush or how they support Obama or how they fucking dislike Trump, and I didn't fucking care and I got so fucking tired of hearing about it. But here's the thing. Nobody ever bitched about Clint Eastwood. Do you know why? Because Clint Eastwood is a Republican. They don't give a fuck if Clint Eastwood says something, or if John Voight says something, or if that fucking girl from Clueless, whose name I don't fucking know, says something. The fucking punchline. What the fuck's her name? Stacey Dash. They don't give a shit if Stacey Dash says something. They give a shit if somebody that they disagree with says something. You don't give a fuck so long as somebody agrees with you. That's the thing. That's what it really fucking is. I'm fucking tired already of these fucking assholes posting shit on social media like, oh, you don't like Donald Trump? Then why don't you find a country whose president you like and move there? Fuck you, you fucking cretin. Because guess what? I heard your fucking ass bitch for 8 fucking years about Obama. You told me every goddamn day. Did you move? No, you didn't. If you didn't move, fuck you. Because you bitched to me every fucking day. You hypocritical cocksucker. And once again, don't misunderstand me. I don't give a rat's ass if you like Trump. I don't give a rat's ass if you like Hillary Clinton. I don't give a fuck if you're a Republican or a Democrat. As a matter of fact, if you're either or, fuck you. Fuck off. This two-party system is bullshit. It's divisive fucking garbage. There's very little difference between the two parties. All the two parties want to do is fuck you in the ass raw over and over and over again so they can pay off their fucking lobbyist, cocksucker, cretin friends on Wall Street. They don't give a shit about you. So the very fact that you're pouring money and time into these parties tells me that you're a fucking idiot. But if you want to be a fucking idiot, fine. I don't care. I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of people whining about it. I don't even give a fuck if you post political shit on Facebook. I just give a shit if you're a dick about it. My cousin posted some fucking Trump joke the other day. And this guy that I knew, a guy that I liked in high school, a good dude, a guy I've always gotten along with, he fucking posted and reacts as if my cousin just called him a fucking whore. Bro, that's fucking embarrassing. That's fucking embarrassing. Stop it. Stop being a fucking asshole. The fuck is the matter with all you people? Jesus fucking Christ. And it's not social media's fault either. I'm tired of fucking hearing that. Like, I gotta stay off Facebook, man. It's way too fucking toxic. No, people are way too fucking toxic. You know what the problem is? I've realized this the other day, and it's a fucking scary notion. The problem is, everybody's a fucking dick. And the bigger problem is, I'm noticing it, and I think that everybody's a fucking dick. Because all my life, people told me that I was a dick. So I've kind of gone by that idea that I'm a dick. So usually, I think that if I think you're a dick, like, wow, you must be a really big fucking dick because I'm a dick. Because people tell me I'm a fucking dick, right? So somehow, I've become the moral compass. Because I look at this shit and I think, can't you just not be an asshole? Think about what's happening here. The guy that's always been accused of being a fucking asshole, the guy that's always been accused of being blunt, saying whatever the fuck he wants at whatever particular time, they're fucking terrified of me at my new job because they never know what the fuck I'm going to say. I am now the voice of reason. That's a fucking problem, fellas. That is an issue. I can't be the fucking voice of reason. I can't be. I have no fucking moral high ground to stand on, yet somehow I'm above all this bullshit. Here, it's a very simple thing to do. It's very simple. Don't be a cocksucker. That's it. Don't be a fucking dick. If somebody posts something on social media that you don't like, shut the fuck up. Don't fucking add on. Why don't you just put the knife down and just be nice? Just be a good person. Can we try that? Can we fucking try that? It's not fucking hard to do. You know how I know? Because I can fucking do it. I don't want to do it, but I can fucking do it. If I can fucking do it, anybody can fucking do it. I'm an anxious, neurotic fuck that dealt with suicidal thoughts for fucking years, has to go to a therapist, and has had two people in his life that he legitimately gave a shit about fucking walk out on him, relationship-wise, and yet I still somehow find a way to not be a fucking asshole to people. It's not difficult. I mean, it kind of is difficult, but you can do it. Just don't be a dick, please. And stop fucking whining, all of you. I'm tired of fucking hearing about it. Christ all fucking mighty. God damn. You can follow my ass on Twitter. Or whine to me if you want. You can fucking bitch to me, I guess. I don't give a shit. Bitch to me at Johnson Hates You. The main hub of the podcast is Podbean. All the episodes are there. But you can also follow on other places like Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, and the like. New episodes on Sundays and Wednesdays.